This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Buongiorno, Ashley. Always great to be with you once again from Roma.
Buongiorno, John. Very happy to be here today on a bright and sunny Wednesday, a papal audience day.
Absolutely. Pope Francis, once again during his weekly audience, spoke about prayer for the last time, something that he's been doing for a very long time, for more than a year, on this issue of prayer. What was the message of the Holy Father in today's general audience, Ashley?
Well, yes, John. In fact, his catechetical conversation on prayer started in May of 2020, and today the final installment in that catechesis focused on the book of John, chapter 17, and the high priestly prayer of Christ. And Pope Francis said that prayer is something, of course, that's very obvious in the life of Christ, but he said that dialogue with the Father, what he called the incandescent, is what was called the incandescent core of Jesus' entire existence. And the Pope said that even though Jesus, of course, prayed throughout his earthly life, he pointed out that his prayer became even more intense in those days, in those final hours that led to his passion and his death. And he called those moments the central core of the Christian proclamation. And, of course, that was the proclamation that shed light then on all of Jesus' life. And the Pope said that the faithful should look to Jesus' prayer on the cross as a model for our own prayer. He called Jesus' prayer intense and unique. And he pointed out that in the last days of the final Passover, in the agony of in the garden, Jesus is fully immersed in prayer. And in that prayer, he confidently addressed God as Abba. He called him Father. And the Pope pointed out that that very word expressed intimacy and trust. And of course, that again, when on the cross, Jesus called God Father. And so the Pope suggested that we all do the same. He said that when Jesus cried out to God on the cross, saying, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, he was offering everything. And with that in mind, Pope Francis today said it is important for all the faithful to never forget that Jesus also prayed for every single human creation personally. He said that, quote, each of us was willed by Jesus Christ in his passion, death, and resurrection, and everything was offered for us. And so Pope Francis emphasized that a few times, trying to remind all that Jesus prayed for everyone. And he used the phrase, you have been prayed for, in fact. He wanted to remind all listeners that everyone is part of Jesus' dialogue with the Father. That's, of course, in communion with the Holy Spirit. And the Pope went on to say, quote, Jesus prayed for me on the cross. He prayed. Jesus can say to each one of us, I prayed for you at the Last Supper and on the wood of the cross. And so today he concluded his message, John, by reminding the faithful to move forward in prayer with courage and with hope, and to always remember that Jesus prays for you.
Great, great message. And you know, this may have been the last of his catechesis on prayer, but I assure you that he will bring up prayer here and there in upcoming audiences. I think this message of John 17:1, our Lord Jesus Christ's prayer is for unity, that we may all be one like he and the Father are one, is so important in this day and age, especially in our country. And also as an exercise for us as Catholic Christians, we can take to heart the Holy Father's message by meditating on those last seven words of our Lord on the cross that we meditate on Good Friday. So powerful. They're in play every day of the year, not just Good Friday.
That's exactly right. And as a little comical side note to what you just said, John, actually today there was a person in the audience who was a fan of the Swiss soccer team. And he actually, because there is a big game tonight in the European Football Championships between Italy and Switzerland. So this Swiss football fan or soccer fan, as we say in the U.S., took off his scarf that said Switzerland and gifted it to the Holy Father and asked him to put it on. So as soon as you were, of course, as his, we're reflecting here on John 17:1, that they all may be one. We might have seen a little bit of an example, right, of that in the audience today,
awesome.
John.
Awesome. Football can bring us together. Soccer, football, as they call it in Europe and South America, soccer can bring us together. And I know the Holy Father is a big soccer fan. What a great moment. Very human, the qualities that we see in our Holy Father week in and week out. Ashley, on another issue, what was your take on the supposed rumored meeting between Pope Francis and President Joe Biden that never, ever happened?
Yes, well, it's really interesting, John, because it is quite traditional or typical that the U.S. president, upon his first trip to Europe, would meet with the Holy Father. Now, there were some kind of renegade rumors going around that that meeting would indeed happen between President Biden and Pope Francis, because, of course, President Biden is in Europe right now for several high-level meetings, and he, of course, has that meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. So, although, as I mentioned, there was a rumor flying around that Biden and Pope Francis would meet, that was never actually going to happen. Apparently, there was a request that President Biden have the opportunity to attend Pope Francis' early morning mass at Santa Marta, one of his private mass. That request was not granted, and we were told as journalists that it was because there would be a very grave impact of President Biden receiving Holy Communion from the Pope, and that would have a big impact on the discussions that the USCCB is planning to have during their meetings that start today. So the President of the U.S., actually when he was vice president, did meet with Pope Francis back in 2015 when the Pope visited the U.S. for the World Meetings of Families in Philadelphia. So that was their first meeting. So we will see what this means for the future, of course, in an attempt to allay scandal here today, John.
Absolutely. It sounds like that was the prudent thing to do by the Vatican. We're talking to Ashley Noronha live from Rome, our Rome correspondent here every Wednesday morning on Morning Air. Ashley, this coming Sunday here in the U.S. is Father's Day, as you well know, but in Italy, where you're at, Father's Day is actually celebrated on March 19th, the Feast of St. Joseph, our spiritual father.
Yes.
And a great example for all of us. I find this fascinating that they celebrated on March 19th, and today, Wednesday, is the traditional day that we honor St. Joseph. Can you talk briefly about how it's celebrated, Father's Day, in Italy?
Yes, in fact, first of all, it is definitely a family day. It is a holiday, which means that everything is closed and with the opportunity for people to be home with their families, which is such a beautiful thing. And then there's a major tradition in Rome that revolves around food. There's actually something called the beignet of St. Joseph. So imagine that it's very similar to a cream puff with some granulated sugar on top. And that is baked just for that special feast on March 19th of St. Joseph's Day. So people, of course, look forward to that. They go bright and early in the morning to get those beignets hot out of the oven so that they can enjoy them with their families. It's not fair to talk about all these things. Well, we'll save some for you, John. But in the meantime, over in Abruzzo, they do have the wonderful tradition that in a lot of ways has been carried on in the United States, where they have a St. Joseph table. And they will literally pack a large table with all kinds of wonderful foods and invite extended family to come and enjoy this St. Joseph table. And of course, it's a reminder of all of the abundant blessings that St. Joseph, of course, has poured on the Holy Family and, of course, through his prayers on all of us and our own fathers and all of the blessings that they have been and given to all of our families. So some very meaningful ways that these are celebrated in addition to, of course, attending masses and spending family.
Ashley, we also have some good news on the pandemic front. Rome is white. All of Italy will be white very soon. That's a white zone. Very briefly, what are some of the key changes?
Well, yes, it's so exciting to be able to say that, John. And so what that means is, first of all, our curfew has been completely lifted. So no more 10 p.m. requirement to be home. There is no curfew anymore at all. And that's pretty exciting. Businesses are open. Restaurants are open for both indoor and outdoor dining now. And they still request social distancing, masks indoors and in crowded outdoor places. But in the meantime, it's really exciting because we're seeing the fruits of this new white zone because all kinds of wonderful cultural activities have now been announced. So, for example, Rome is officially going to open its summer opera season this month. And so in the famous Circus Maximus, which would be where all of the chariot races and games would have happened, this is going to be the backdrop of the Teatro dell'Opera, where they will have there will stage wonderful performances of La Boheme and Madame Butterfly, Swan Lake, Verdi's Requiem, all kinds of fantastic things for 26 evenings. It's reminding us that summer really has come despite any circumstances. Now, also another big announcement we just had is that there is going to be a festival held in the Forum from the 1st to the 20th of July that pays tribute to Dante Alighieri. Now, this year marks the 700th anniversary of Dante's death. So there have been all kinds of different things that have been happening, but this is going to be a free literature festival right there in the Roman Forum. And on certain nights, famous authors are going to come and pay homage to Dante. They're going to read texts that they have written that were inspired by a canto or a verse or a character from the Divine Comedy. So
Ashley, we're going to have to leave it right there. You know, the clock is always the enemy, but thanks so
much.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.